You know, most of the recent hype about the upcoming season is focused on the teaming up of the Upton brothers, BJ and Austin, along with Jason Hayward in the outfield. It's been hailed as possibly, and I'm quoting here, the best outfield in baseball. The best in baseball? What do you think?
Well, with the young speed that these three players have, Jason Hayward, BJ Upton, and Justin Upton, from right to left, you've really got to think that these guys could have the potential for 30 home runs and 30 stolen bases. It would be a new career high for Jason Hayward, but the way that his career has gone projected up, it wouldn't be that much of a stretch to see him get 30 and 30. BJ Upton is certainly capable of stealing the bases, and he's shown power in the past with the Devil Rays. And then over in left field, Justin Upton is a guy that with the Arizona Diamondbacks, he certainly has hit 30 home runs in the past. He's got potential. It seems like he has a down year, then an up year, then a down year, then an up year, which means he should be in line for an up year this year. I don't see any reason why these three gentlemen couldn't have just outstanding seasons and be the best outfield in all of baseball.
Behind the plate, David Ross has gone to the Red Sox. Ryan McCann won't start the season because of shoulder surgery. And that leaves Gerald Laird. Now, what's his story, and who's going to back him up?
Well, Gerald Laird is a journeyman, to be polite, but he does have several appearances on World Series teams. He actually won a World Series a couple years back with the St. Louis Cardinals. He's a guy that's going to bring a lot of leadership. He's a steady presence behind the plate. He's not going to win any gold gloves or win any batting titles for the Atlanta Braves, but he's definitely a player that can certainly hold the fort while Brian McCann is gone. Backing him up, they've got a couple of options, whether it's Christian Bethencourt, if they want to give the youngster a look. He's probably the future of the Braves' catching position. If they want to rush him up, they can certainly do that and have him back up Gerald Laird. Otherwise, you may see Mike Pagnozzi in there, who was brought in over the offseason. Or they could even go with Evan Gattis, who's nicknamed the White Bear, which I think is hysterical. But he's a guy that in the minor leagues has shown plenty of power. They've kind of moved him around a little bit, whether it's the outfield, third base, behind the plate. Right now they kind of want him behind the plate. He's a guy that if he was in the American League would be looked at as a designated hitter. But he definitely has the potential to play behind the plate and could put up some big power numbers if given the chance.
Down at third base, at this point, looks to be the one position not locked up by one player. Prado's gone, of course. Chipper's retired. So who's battling out there?
Well, you've got the player that came over along with Justin Upton in that trade with the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's Chris Johnson. He's a guy that was really not given an opportunity to start by the Houston Astros, which seems weird, but he was traded to the Diamondbacks last year and really had a big opportunity to put up some numbers really in his first full-time gig in the major league. So Chris Johnson is a guy that's going to get you maybe a 200 or 250 batting average, 275 batting average, along with about 15 home runs if given about 150 games to play. His defense is kind of suspect. But then again, so is Juan Francisco's defense. I see a platoon going on there with Chris Johnson going up against lefties because he is a right-handed hitter, and Juan Francisco, who just wears out right-handed pitchers, possibly getting in there to bat from the left side. So Juan Francisco and Chris Johnson.
The pitching staff, I think, is looking pretty good, maybe the best in a while. Four solid starters. You get Medlin, despite recent trouble during spring training, Tim Hudson, Mike Minor, Paul Malhalam. And the fifth guy, Julio Teheran, he looks pretty solid too, doesn't he?
He's actually had a really good spring. A lot of people have kind of grown tired of waiting around. When is he finally going to reach his potential? It looks like he finally is going to reach his potential this year. I know spring training stats, you can manipulate to look however you want, but there's no manipulating a 1.04 ERA. I believe in about six or seven starts, he's got three wins. And that's difficult, you know, in spring when they kind of pull you out, but Julio Teheran may finally be realizing that potential everybody's been waiting for. I believe most of the runs he's given up this year came in one of his appearances, so he's been very sharp, especially the last three outings. Look for Julio Teheran to really nail down that number five slot and present a problem to Frank Wren when Brandon Beachy comes back in midseason.
And the bullpen looks pretty good, too. Kimbrel, of course, the closer, but there's a new setup guy in Jordan Walden. Do you think he'll be the number one setup reliever?
No, I think that they might keep the rotation that they had last year. Walden is definitely another power arm Of course, he came over in the trade, sending Tommy Hansen out to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Say that 10 times fast. But Jordan Walton came over. I look for him to be just one of those power arms to come in the seventh inning. He and Johnny Venters, I think, will own the seventh, the two of those guys, depending on the matchups. Look for Eric O'Flaherty to really be the main setup man in the eighth inning from the left side. And then, of course, Craig Kimbrell coming in, just blowing smoke in the ninth inning.
Shortstop is Simmons' position now. And I guess a year ago we were talking about, is it going to be Simmons or Pastrnicki? Pastrnicki's back. What's his role for 2013?
Well, they've got Tyler Pastrnicki with several gloves in his locker. They've got him maybe trying a little bit of third base if need be, playing some second base to back up Dan Uggla. I think they were even trying to get an extra large glove in there to see if he could play a little outfield. Look for him to kind of be the next Martin Prado, the super sub that can go in and play a number of positions. If Simmons were to go down with injuries, we've seen Simmons go down with injuries before, he could slide in at short. But if Uggla continues to struggle at second base, Pastrnicki could maybe get some reps there at second. Look for him just to be that super sub that Martin Prado played in years past.
And what is the deal with Dan Uggla this year? I mean, this is a guy who runs real hot or he runs real cold. Doesn't seem that there's any middle ground with Dan Uggla. They've got him likely to be the batting in the sixth position. How do you think Dan's looking for 2013?
Well, Dan Uggla has been the one player that's really been struggling. It seems like everybody on this offense so far in spring training has been able to take advantage of the long ball and then maybe fine-tune their mechanics and stroke doubles and, you know, crisp singles to the outfield. Dan Uggla has continued to struggle. It seems like for whatever reason, ever since coming to Atlanta, Dan Uggla has not been able to find that mojo that made him so successful down with the Marlins. I know he was an all-star here since he's been with the Braves, but it just seems like Dan Uggla cannot get his act together for whatever reason. I think patience is starting to wear out. You saw last year he was actually pulled. I think Freddy Gonzalez may be starting to kind of grow tired of this really hot for stretches of 30 games and then really cold for stretches of 30 games. That when you get to the major league level, especially when they're paying him what they are paying him, they're hoping for more than just a batter that they're putting in the sixth or seventh hole. They were hoping for a guy they could put in that number four hole.
Do you think the Braves are a better team this year than last year overall? At least as good. Bourne's gone, Prado's gone, Hansen's gone, Jones is gone, but what's your sense? Do you think they're as good or maybe better in some ways?
Well, I think they're going to be better. If you take a look at Chris Medlin, he's going to be in the starting rotation. I know he's had a little bit of some struggles going on of late here in spring training, but you have to think he's going to be the guy, maybe not the 12 straight decisions with scoreless outings, but he's going to be a starter from the beginning of the season on, which is a solid arm. You're going to have Tim Hudson back starting the season, which he didn't have the last few years. Looks like he's healthy. It looks like that starting rotation is going to be better than in years past. The lineup, I know when you lose a Hall of Famer in Chipper Jones, you know, that's always kind of tough, but if you take the name out and just look at the production, I think you're going to find the production of Juan Francisco and Chris Johnson will easily match that. Justin Upton is an extreme upgrade over Martin Prado in the outfield. Freddie Freeman, Jason Hayward are just another year older, which means they're another year more mature under their belt. I look for this to be a much better team than it was last year.
The team to beat in the NL East, it's going to be the Nationals again, I assume. Who else poses a threat to the Braves in that division?
Well, I don't think you can count the Mets, and of course the Marlins look more like a Triple-A team than anything, any other team in baseball right now. It's got to be the Phillies. You know, at some point, you know, Cliff Lee and Halliday didn't forget how to pitch. Now, assuming they're with the team the entire season, those two guys are studs, so is Cole Hamels. So the Phillies definitely have the pitching. Do they have the bullpen? That's debatable. And do they have the healthy bats in their lineup? When their lineup is healthy, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, and Jimmy Rollins, those guys are definitely dangerous. But they have a young outfield. They have young players in certain positions that maybe you'd like a little bit more experience, but they still have that core of Utley, Rollins, and Howard. It's very dangerous. I would say that those Philadelphia Phillies pose the biggest threat to the Braves of getting that number two spot behind the Nationals.
Freddy Gonzalez, his cred as a manager now with the Braves, pretty solid, don't you think?
Freddy Gonzalez is a solid guy. I mean, it takes a really special person to come in after a legend that is Bobby Cox, a Hall of Famer that is Bobby Cox, but Freddie Gonzalez is up to the challenge. And you saw last year, he was able to get this team. A lot of people thought maybe here we go again when they're trying to blow that lead down the stretch in the wild card, but he managed to hold that team together. He did it by making several important moves, such as saving the bullpen, something he didn't do 2 years ago, which was replacing Dan Uglas, something he didn't do 2 years ago during the struggle. So Freddie Gonzalez is starting to really find his mojo as the Braves manager. And yes, I think he's a very quality manager when it comes to the NL East.
Fletcher Proctor is Braves beat writer for Score Atlanta. Fletcher, as always, a pleasure. Thanks very much.
We appreciate it. Thank you.